Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
The Bible said if you give your money to the poor, 1 Corinthians 13, and have no love, you are nothing. So what is love and what is giving to the poor? Do you know how many people have given to the poor who have no love? They just want to show. They want a show, I mean. The Bible said they've received their reward. You are giving and Facebook camera, Facebook is there. Camera is there. You are live streaming. Mama, what are you doing here? Have you seen people like that on Facebook? What are you doing here, like, Mama? It's my pikin, I don't sell ogu here. Mama, how much have you made for a week? 2.25. Ah! Mama, no now. Oh yeah, bring that 80,000 or 100,000 or 50,000. Bring it. Mama, count the money. Mama lies on the ground. Say, no, Mama, no. Thank God. Then they will now turn and advise us. This is how your life is supposed to be. Don't be taking your money to church to give tithes. Give to the poor. Have you heard them talk like that? You know, anybody that gives now in this world is pastors that suffer it. If you see anybody give to the poor, they will not remember pastors. Now, that's how Satan is determined to limit people on the earth. Because you see, in the scriptures, I'm not going into those tight things and the rest. It's not my business. If you want to tithe, if you don't want, keep your money. It's not a debate. But you see, in Ephesians 4, Bible speaking, it says the church is something sacred God created on the earth and made leaders called the fivefold. It said to perfect the saints, isn't it? To perfect the saints. That means Satan fighting the church is Satan fighting your perfection. You see that? Are you guys here tonight? Is Satan fighting your perfection? Somebody say, perfection. You mean we can be perfect? In fact, scripture says, be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Say, I can't be perfect. And that's old school. Say, I'm perfect. I'm perfect. Say, I'm perfect. I'm perfect. Forget about the sin you sinned yesterday. Say it with boldness. Want to go? I am perfect. That's how you enter into the reality. The testimony of Jesus is a real spirit of prophecy. It's a prediction about your life. It's a prediction about your future. Anything you cannot find in Jesus should not be found in you. Are you listening to me? He's the standard of your life. He's the decorum of your life. He's the prophecy of your life. The Bible said in 1 John 4:17, let's read together. 1 John 4:17. I want all of us to read together. It said, hearing is our love made perfect, that we may have what? Church, let's read together. Every one of us want to go. Hearing is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because, so, where? When we die and get to heaven? Where? In this world. Say, I'm like him in this world. Say it boldly. If you don't know it, you will not expect it and you will not see it. Now that you know it, your expectation will change. In physics, there's what we call potential difference. Suddenly, you begin to discover abilities that are just lying dormant on your inside. Like Paul, when he captured this revelation that he shared to us, he said, now I can do all things through Christ that what? Strengthens me. I can do all things. I have not seen the end of all things, but I know I have what it takes to do all things. Because I have the Holy Spirit. Talking about the Holy Spirit, Ephesians 1 in the Amplified Version, through 17, 18 and 19 says, we received the Holy Spirit and it described that Spirit to be immeasurable. That's 19, right? Let's see it. And so that you begin to know what the immeasurable and unlimited and the surpassing greatness of His active spiritual power in us who believe. How many of you believe in Jesus Christ Almighty? You have a power that is tagged immeasurable. A power that is tagged what? Unlimited. And a power that what? Surpasses all greatness. I can never be small in my life. I'm just implicated. It's not possible to be small. How many of you are filled with the Holy Spirit? I can't be small because I have the immeasurable, unlimited, and the surpassing greatness of God on my inside. The Bible said that power is the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost. He said, if the same Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me, that Spirit has what? Quickened my mortal bodies. I've been raised from the dead. I'm in the glory. I'm in the glory. He that is dead to sin sins no more. I can't sin. I saw the faces of the people yesterday as I was teaching. They were so aback. These are church people. I'm sure some of them are elders. That's why I quoted the scripture that says, Jesus speaking, he said, I came to my own, and my own what? Received me not. Because the truth is that we'll keep on having marriage counseling, marriage seminars for decades, and nothing will change if we don't teach Christ. If we can change all the marriage seminar to Christ seminars, you see a change in marriages in this world. The Bible says, husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church. The key word there is Christ. No matter how we teach on marriages, if the people don't know Christ, there will be no change. So if people understand Christ, they'll have good marriages. Why will a man not cheat on his wife? Not because she's beautiful. You all know that. So I married the most beautiful woman in this world, I'll not cheat. I married the most handsome man in this world, I'll not. Is a lie. It's a very big lie. No. Why will you not cheat? Because the Bible said in 2 Peter 1, I think from verse 2-3, it says, understanding these great and precious promises, is that that simply means, can I get that scripture? 2 Peter what? 1 what? 1:4. By which have been given to us exceeding. Now we need to dash this man 1,000. Courage, bring 1,000 in my car. He has been quoting good scriptures. It said, by which have been given to us, where's courage? Exceedingly great and precious promises. As if you bring it. It said, by which has been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. That through these promises, you may be what? Partakers. Now, let's see from verse 3. It says something beautiful there. It says, as his divine power has given to us all things. Somebody say all things.
All things.
That pertains to life and godliness. All things. I have all it takes for life and godliness. All. Things that pertain. Why will he say he has given us everything for life and godliness? He gave us the Holy Spirit. That's all we need for life and godliness. You see that? Through the knowledge. Now, how do you partake of that power? He said you partake of it through knowledge. He said through the knowledge of him, capital letter, who called us by glory and virtue. Next part of scripture. A continuation. By which has been given to us exceedingly great and what? Precious promises. That through these great and precious promises, you may be what? Partakers of his divine nature. Partakers of God's divine nature. Say, I'm a partaker of his divine nature. Oh my God. My head is about to blow off. I'm a partaker of his divine nature. That's what the Bible said. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Because of his great and precious promises, I've been qualified by the understanding. Remember the tale of verse 3 says, true by the knowledge of him that has called us by glory and virtue. Remember? Then he says, as his, And by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be what? Partakers. Through this, you may be partakers of his divine nature. Then he said, when you have his nature, what happens next? You escape the corruption that is in the world through loss. That means stop trying to escape. That's not the algorithm. It's beat before this, before that. What's the first one? It says, understand, have the knowledge of his great and precious promises to you. When you understand what Jesus has done for you on Calvary, the next thing that happens is that suddenly you become a partaker of his divine nature. You've understood your place. And the last one is the consequence of this one that I'm talking about. Because you are now a partaker of his divine nature, how can you sin? It's not possible to sin. You see that now? Stopping sin is not the way to stop sin. Knowing Christ is the way to stop sin. Thus says the Lord, the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. And he continued in Paul. He said, if you walk in the spirit, you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. Somebody said, how do you walk in the spirit? I'm going to read Romans 8 from 1, 2, and 3. It says, there is now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. It says, because these folks, they do not walk according to the flesh anymore. They walk according to the Spirit. How is this possible? Verse 2. It says, for the law of the Spirit of life, where is it? How many of you are in Christ Jesus here? You are in the Spirit and in the laws and realities of the Spirit. If you are in BS, you are guarded by the laws of BSU. If you're in the military, you are guarded by the laws of the military. Your whole life. If you're in Christ, you're in the Spirit and are guarded by the laws of the Spirit. And that's why Paul, speaking to Timothy, he said, as a good soldier of Christ, do not entangle your life with civilian affairs. Because you're not a civilian again. You are a soldier of Christ. You are in the Spirit. Everything now is different for you. He said, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. It's not going to make me free. It has made me free. Say, I'm free.
I'm free.
You don't say it like you mean it. Say,
I am free.
The Bible says he has said so that we may boldly say. Not timidly and fearfully say. No matter what the devil has been doing, boldly declare. The testimony of Jesus is a spirit of prophecy for your life. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free. Has made me free from the law of sin and death. Paul is speaking about his present reality. I'm free. I'm free. And you are free. And we all are free. Next part of scripture. It said, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh. Why did we switch into grace? The law was not able to achieve something. You know, the Bible says in Hebrews 8 and 7, he said, if the first covenant was perfect, there would be no need for another covenant. The law was weak. It could not achieve the goal of God. Are we together? He said, for if that first covenant had been faultless, go back there. He said, there would be no need for a second covenant. Why did the second covenant come? Not to give us leverage for sin. The first covenant was trying to achieve something. Let's go back there. Verse 3 of Romans 8. It says, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin. What did he do? He condemned sin, even sin in the flesh. That's what the law could not do. Jesus did it. He destroyed sin. He came in the likeness of sinful man. Glory to God. And destroyed sin, meaning he came as me. In the old nature. And when he destroyed it, it was recorded that I destroyed it. Are you listening to me? He did it on my behalf. And gave me the victory cup. I said, son, you won it. Because I came in your stead. And I destroyed sin in your stead. And now you have the victory. Colossians 3, from verse 1. It says, seeing that you died with Christ. If then you were raised with Christ, he says, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Oh, glory.
Glory.
Are you here?
Yes, sir.
If then you were raised with Christ, seek the things above. How many of you are raised with Christ? Don't seek the things beneath. Seek the things above. Not the things beneath. The things above are glorious things. I cannot be sick above. I cannot sin above. I can't be broke above. I'm not weak above. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might above. Tell somebody above only. It says, seek the things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Next part of scripture. It then says, set your mind on things above. Set it. You have the liberty to set it. Sometimes it will drift away into fear. It will want to go into fear, into confusion. What do you do? Come back. Focus on the things above. Are you listening? He's suggesting your mother may die of that stroke. No, she wouldn't die. She will not die. I declare mommy is living in the name of Jesus. Suggesting you may not graduate. No, I'm going to graduate. Suggesting you are finished because of your background. Every morning you wake up with that fear. But now you understand you cannot be limited. Set it. Keep it set up. Force it to be up. Because if you look in the storm, look at the problem, the situation, you will sink in the waters like Peter. Set your eyes on Jesus. He's a prophecy of your life. The Bible says that Alpha and the finisher of your faith. Your faith begins and ends in Christ. It revolves around Him. Outside Christ, there's nothing for you. No experience outside Christ. My experience is Christ Jesus alone. If He was not sick, did we ever see a time that Jesus went to take Panadol? Did you ever read a part of scripture? The Bible says, and Jesus was weak, so He told the 12, go, I am coming. Malaria got Him, and He went into His closet and slept till morning. No. Oh my God. And when He wanted to show us that we have the possibility of being like Him, He did what we call the communion. He said, this is my body. I'm breaking it. But when He broke it, their eyes were open. Because He took their body of sin, destroyed it on the cross, paved the way for them to see into the holiest of all. When He broke the body, remember, it's a broken body He gave us. Not the unbroken body. I'm talking about the glorified body. That's the kind of body He gave us. Not the body unbroken. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Little wonder the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, there's a natural body and a what? We have a glorified body. Now, if the same Spirit that has raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, how many of you are filled with the Holy Spirit? It has quickened your mortal bodies. So, but Pastor Simon, sin is supposed to be normal. If sin is supposed to be normal, is God wicked? Then why is there hell? Because every sinner will go to hell. God is a good father. He won't create hell, create sin, and say struggle. If you make it, fine. He's not playing dice with our life. He's just watching us. You better try or you are going down. No. For somebody that came into this world, took the nature of sin, died, was buried, resurrected just to be close to you, we just sit down and be waiting for you to make it to hell or heaven? No. He has done everything it would take by all of His power to making sure that you live like Satan does not exist. Listen, everything Jesus has done on the cross was not to the end that you make heaven. If you think like that, you missed it. Satan is not that important. Are you people getting out trying to explain to you? Everything Jesus did on the cross of Calvary is not to the end that you make heaven. Satan is not that important. Get what I'm trying to say. Satan is too small for God to come, die, be buried, resurrected, so that you just make heaven. Listen to what He said after He resurrected. He said, you are not just conquerors. You are more than conquerors. the victory he gave us, he said, is far above what? Far. Meaning it's not at their level. It's far above what? Principalities and powers. You know what God wants us to do after resurrecting? He wants us to just overcome sin and enjoy life. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Overcome sin, forget about sin, and enjoy life. But if we are ignorant of what he did on the cross, we'll be struggling with sin and trying to crawl our path into heaven. Don't you hear our songs every day? Trying to make heaven every time. We're just trying to make heaven. With everything Jesus did on the cross, it's to the end that we just try, small, crawl, whatever it will take, make him. No. He taught them how to pray. He said, pray that my kingdom come. Meaning, don't pray to be nursed into heaven. Pray that heaven comes to the earth. That's God's dream for you. He said, pray that my kingdom come. Meaning, God wants you to start enjoying heaven. He wants you to start enjoying heaven right now on the earth. So the gold are yours. The silver are yours. The cattle or the thousand hills, they are yours. Of course, that's least important to what I'm about to say. Heaven's life knows no sin. You can't walk in sin. You are more than a conqueror. You can't walk in sickness. Nobody is sick in heaven. Jesus was never sick. You should not be sick. He gave his body to partake of that broken body. That glorified body. He gave his blood. He said it's of the new covenant, not the old covenant. This new blood does not get sick. All sickness can be captured. If your blood is pure, your life is pure. Do you get what I'm trying to say? That's what mercy says. We have this blood that is very, very pure. And that's one of the easiest way to receive your healing from any sickness is the communion. So easy. Just look at the bread, said, body, break it. Make sure you break it. If you have not received your healing before, probably you are not breaking it. Break it and say, Lord, this is your broken body, glorified body. Woo, you eat it. Take the wine, say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, this juice, remember, it should be communion. You should not belly food. If you belly food, you take body, you take blood, you now drink water. The Bible says they eat and drink, not discerning the Lord's body, and so they eat condemnation to themselves. Hallelujah. You can't be sick. It's not possible to be sick. You drink the blood, you take the body, you are whole. You are perfect. You find yourself in sin. You carry the body, you break and eat. Heard that before? That's what will take you to the state and the being of grace. If you are in sin, you need the communion. If you stop communion because of sin, you are funny. Because it is communion that will take you away from sin. Communion means a common union. If you don't have a common union with Jesus, how can you stop sin? He said, come to me, I'll be the one to give you rest. If you are in sin, come to him and receive rest from sin. Are you listening to me? So communion is not something you should stop because of sin. It's something you should do more because of sin. Because you don't understand it, that's why you are in sin. Are you here? Glory to God forevermore. Are you understanding what I'm trying to explain to you? Over there, are you here? The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. That's who we are. We're exactly like Jesus Christ. God came as Jesus to reveal to us that we ought to be like Jesus. Think about it. You think God came and he partitioned us into different tribes? Huh? You think this is God's idea? So that one tribe will say that tribe is bad. And in fact, some have made covenant that some tribes should not marry some tribes. It's so funny. Because in the kingdom's reign, there is nothing like that. It said by the precious blood of Jesus who have been washed away from every what? Tribe. The first thing he mentioned, tribe, people, nation. In the new covenant, you don't have a tribe. If you like, go and say it in your village, you're on your own. You should know what I'm saying. It's coded, Leo. Don't go and shout it outside. Nation nor people. Say, I'm thief. I don't marry Idoma. Funny. And you are born again? No, you are born against. Because you are against God's idea. So have you observed something with Igede people? They are men. They behave like women. You're on your own. Because you saw probably one or two. I'm not trying to use style and do anything. I'm just saying random examples. You have been funny. Somebody, I heard something about Delta. Delta people don't know how to respect their wife. Ah! So you have gone to every Delta in the world. And you observe they don't know how to respect their wife. Say, no, it's true. Me too, one of my sisters married a Delta man. They beat that woman, eh? You are funny. Somebody is born again, he comes to your house. What tribe are you, Delta? Hey! Who do you want to marry? Your daughter. Ha ha! My friend, get out from this place. Say, Sam, daddy is a pastor. Pastor, what? Get out! You see, they've pursued your husband that you know. Inside your heart, you know this man is one of the best men. You don't know who is the best, but you know if there's a best man, this one is the second. You are seeing husband like this, they are pursuing him in the name of tribe. Then you go and marry your tribe. Some of you have seen your tribe now. You have seen what is happening. Your tribe has beat you. Beat you. Then we're trying to judge a kid. Someone was saying, if they are not this tribe, we'll not marry them. One of our pastors was interested. I started saying things like, these people don't know what is happening. We are sending a kingdom man to you. You are saying tribe. Tribe. What if the person has, the tribe has done something to even your family? It doesn't mean everybody is like that. See, if you see a good man, hold him, whether it's full and he, are you people here? Calm down. Are you listening to what I'm saying? You see? That means you don't believe what I'm saying. Or you are believing, but till it comes to a particular tribe. Imagine if Fulani man comes to your house and says, I'm born again with suit and he looks decent. And he said, the Lord led me to your daughter. So what tribe are you? Say, Fulani. What village? No village. We just wander around. Yeah. My mother may be in Maiduguri today, but tomorrow she may be in Zamfara. It determines, we just call her and know where she is and we go there. For the rights. I said, dear daughter, how did you meet this man? Which forest? but no jokes. Do you know, I've been seeing videos of some of them being born again. I don't know if some of you have seen. Somebody say, hi. It's true. You think God cannot make people born again? It's only you that can be born again. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation to anybody that believes. How many of you have seen videos of those guys being born again? In fact, they have pastors now. Who will believe that one day Fulani man will be a pastor? What God cannot do. So if the pastor comes to you, the ball is in your court. But are you guys feeling what I'm trying to explain to you? Say, Lord, you know this prayer you people pray, you don't even know what you are saying. You don't know the consequence. Lord, not my will, but let your will be done. Kai. Oh my God. Ah! Think it over before you pray it. You know, some people is even saying, not my will, but your will be done. Oh, glory. Then the other song, I surrender all, withholding nothing. Hey, withholding nothing. Really? I give myself away. You know, that one is over. So you can use me. Stay in my corner. Mm-mm. I give myself away. God wants to use you in himself. I give myself away. Pastor, I'm coming back for him to use me tomorrow. Let me go and make money. Because Because this ministry without money is hard. So let me make money, Pastor. I will come back. I was talking to Dr. Caris many years ago in Jos. He said, most of them that say they want to go and make money, some pastors too, they say, let me go and make money before I focus on ministry. We'll just hear that they went to make money that they never used to return. Because after you make the money, you will marry. When you marry now, you now tell the woman. And some pastors make this mistake. They will marry before they will now tell the woman, I have a call of God on my life. Ha! There are some women that have told them, it is you that God call. It's not me. If you want to do it, go and do it. So the Lord said we should travel to Kaduna. They are in Abuja. The Lord said we should travel to Kaduna. We should go to Kaduna South where there are killings and start a ministry. And she looks at you head to toe. You and who? There are many wives that told their husband, it is you God call. It is not me. There are some people like that. I give myself away. Then God says to them, start a cell. And for that cell, don't travel so that you groom those people well. Then Christmas bell is ringing. Sir, can I go for Christmas break? All our family used to come. It's a must. We used to have a family meeting. And sir, I'm the last one. I must be there. Now, when they travel, maybe they are finished BSC, for instance. They call and say, sir, can I start a branch, a cell here? Cell in this, so that I heard that GSM are applying to come to Lagos, so that before they come, this cell would have grown. Before you know, they should be watching me. Some of them are watching me now. Before you know, they'll start posting about money. If you want to be a financial stable person, DM me. That's a minister of the gospel. It's not like it's bad, though. They are forgotten ministry. Now it's money. They are now financial coach. Have you seen some of them like that? They have the call of God. Now they are financial coach. In fact, they can't remember when last they quote one scripture on their WhatsApp status. There are some of you like that. When it comes to your business, you quote, you put. I don't know how I'm diverting here, but it's for some of you. But one Bible verse, you have win many souls for your real estate company now. Which soul have you win for Jesus? You don't think you are doing Jesus. You are doing yourself. The Bible, sorry, I'm using you real estate. I'm not talking to their NL or treasure. I'm talking to everybody. Or makeup. Their Wanema. They wake up masters. What other business have I been observing? Programming. Betsy, like 20. Now she's learning JavaScript. 20 times she will post. Daily achievement. Now, they are nice. It's good to pursue success. But the Bible says, seek first the kingdom. And every other word will be added. You think God's hand will not come on that your business by default if you seek Him first? What does it mean to seek Him first? Put Him first. When you wake up in the morning, be determined to touch the lives of people. Let God be able to touch somebody through you. It can be through your WhatsApp status. I remember I messaged somebody, one of our church members. In my in-law self, that one, there's nothing to hide. He was just posting funny things on his status. Funny that will make people laugh. And I messaged him and said, you will come to my office and complain all the problem in your life. See what you are doing. He should be posting joke. Why would the devil not be joking with your life? Morning to evening is one. When we watch one, he will post. When one, he will not write another joke for us on the distance. No scripture. When I confront, I say, the people on my status, they are not people that you can actually talk this kind of things with. I say, see you, yeah. You are shy for God. You are hiding. Then when Satan do you like this, you now come and say, I want to. If people must know that you are serving God, let me ask you a question. If they arrest you today and they are trying to charge you for being a Christian, will they find any evidence? If you believe they will find evidence, shout glory. It's not by shouting, though. How many souls have you won? Oh God of business, this year, my business flourish. In fact, most people, that's why they come to church 31st. It's not for God, though. It's for business. They will now toy till December 31st again. They will now promise them this is your year. See, forget about all those jokes. Seek first the kingdom. Every other good will be what? I tell you the truth. If you think we are joking, if you think the scripture is a lie, practice your practice. You keep on toiling. You know why some people don't come out and disturb when people talk about giving and the rest? There are some people that are very okay. When you are done preaching against giving, they now fire $3 billion inside church account. They don't even care what you are saying. You know, there was a footballer, I saw his video recently. Is it Igalo or something? He was saying how he gives his tithe and he doesn't care what anybody is preaching. Then he said he doesn't care whatever they are using the tithe for. But he has found out that it has worked for him. Because it is his life. He has observed transfers that are impossible that happened. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? So no matter what you try to explain, he doesn't care. There are people who give consistently. Who do you think is building the ark that Bishop Oyedepo is doing? How many thousand capacity? Huh? It's more than 100 capacity. 180, yeah, around that. That is building currently. Who do you think is building? You think it's his personal money that he's using to build it? There are people that ask, sir, how much would the foundation cost? They say 89 billion. Say, sir, I'm sending 100. You think it's a joke? Project that they finished before they started. He announced the date they will start service there. Because he said all the money. Now he told people, he said, no, you don't need to bother. All the money is complete. You are shouting. Those ones, they don't used to have time for Facebook comment session. I was telling a story how they just heard about Redeemed Pastor Padibu. They said he was about to go and book flight. Flight was waiting for him, so he was trying to rush up and catch. Ask why is Papa using public they were just looking at the young man and wondering who he is. He said, how much will it cost to get Papa in this day? What is the problem? He said, okay, the parking. He says, sir, I'll cover it. It's not Yahoo boy. He said, I'll cover it, sir. Papa should not be in public. Meanwhile, there are some people that have impetus. They are those useless men of God. You have impetus. Should we tell them? If you like, insult me. If we finish service now, go and put my picture and say, useless man of God. Ah! You are killing yourself. Me, I used to tell you the way it is. As you do like that, your business will just die. Not because I want it to die. There are angels that will kill it. Even if I say, angel, I beg, no kill him. They'll say, get out, pastor. Sorry, they'll not say get out. They'll say, please, pastor. Miriam, he has pride. I'm telling you the truth now, you are thinking I have pride. Okay, insult. It's the truth. You see, many people don't understand what is secret with God. He said, touch not my anointing. We didn't cause ourselves to be anointed. We didn't choose ourselves. It is God. In fact, some of us, majority of us, when God called us, we felt unqualified. We didn't feel qualified. Till today, some of you don't know some of my, if I tell you, use it against me. So let me not tell you. Some of us have some of the most timid kind of human beings you'll find upon the face of the earth. The most shy and the rest you can think of. The first day I taught a sermon, I cried on the pulpit. Not because they were beating me, but because I couldn't raise my head and look at the people. When I just raised my head and saw them, I started crying. And my spiritual father just held me and said, it's the anointing, don't mind him. And kept me. It's not the anointing. It was shyness. The first day I prophesied, I wonder how the prophecy entered. I looked at the man, I just said anything. Woo! I said, your father has a school, this one has a school, he has no people. He now put his hand on his head. Me now, I now look at my spiritual father. I said, I got it. See, yes. Then the old man now knelt down. I said, no, you should not, stand up, sir, stand up. We felt very unqualified. Are you listening to me? But God insisted. And it's him that chose, it's not us. Miriam said, me kuna leave Moses, now my junior brother. I go talk to Ram. Now my pikin, now me carry him. Immediately, she opened her mouth. She was shrieking with leprosy. Why? You know, we've been saying this since people are wondering. We say people, men of God, can be wrong. Discard the prophecy. Discard the prophecy, meaning discard the preaching if it's wrong. I don't believe in wrong preaching. No man of God under heaven can make me believe in the wrong thing. You've heard my preaching here. It goes against some people's belief. But I will never use my mouth to insult a man of God. You can't tell me that because somebody is wrong in a particular part of scripture, his life is wrong. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So how can you tell me that because so man of God, God is part of scripture wrong? Then he's a womanizer, he's a thief, he's a useless person. Should I call him all of those names because he got a part of scripture wrong? Think about it. And God cannot hand the baton for the next generation, you to get to the limelight in the next generation, if you have such an attitude. You will raise rebels on the earth. You will raise people with no regard for nobody. That's why some of these people that claim they have knowledge, they don't amount to anything, not even the miraculous. This is a little ingredient they don't add to their life. They ignore. So you see, you insult all the men of God and you are done. Then that one you insulted, a leper just stood up. Blind eye just got opened in a crusade. You is insult. God is teaching you something. It's not about those talking. Check your heart. You may be talking out of pain. It may pain you. The guy is truly wrong, but you are jealous too. You that have the truth. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? God does not hear what you are saying. No, it is us that watch Facebook and shout. God watches the heart. He sees that. He says, it is a God. He is a God of all knowledge, and by him, actions are weighed. Actions are weighed. In the book of Revelation, what did he say? He said, I applaud you people. I like your character. You stand against a lie. What now hits me in the last part of that scripture is now said, but one thing I have against you. I say, God is applauding people on one hand, saying they stood against a lie and is happy with the pastor and the church for standing against a lie. And God still have one thing against the church that were standing against a lie. Kai, my eyes were opened that day. I say, it's not about standing against a lie. Check your heart. Are you listening to me tonight? Some of these people you see insulting other pastors, they are just wounded rebels, wounded soldiers. Sincerely, some of the teachings, you know, I was here one time, I attacked a teaching. There was a teaching I heard, you know, somebody, your family members are not saved, but you are telling them that you are always preaching for them to pay tithes, but you have not preached for them to be saved. You are a suspect. You don't value their salvation, it's their tithes you value. You're actually a suspect. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? There's a way you emphasize this tight that we too that believe in tight will say, oh God, it be like say you get another mission. Because you cannot come and use one whole first service talking about tight. That thing is just like 20 minutes, then we'll move on to more important matters in the church. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? If I want to make people to give tight, it's not you always dwelling on that part. If people truly understand the gospel, If God has really worked on their heart, they will give. Even far beyond tithe. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? They will give cheerfully. But there's a way you carry this tithe on your head to a point you start saying things that don't exist. Like one I heard that pained me to the last part of my spirit. Saying the thing that took Adam away from the Garden of Eden was that he ate his tithe. How can you say such a thing? I told Mama T, I said, I feel like crying hearing this kind of message. How can you sit down, look at the Bible from Genesis, look at everything about Genesis, how Adam left Eden, look at all these beautiful stories, and your own conclusion, you saw it from the eyes of tithe. That is tithe. Tithe have not even started that time Adam was in Eden. We did not hear anything about tithe. I had to write on Facebook. I said, please, we are not among these people that are saying this thing. They are not part of us. That's funny. And that shows us that something is wrong somewhere. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? It's the truth. You know, the Holy Spirit is a convictor. If you truly have the Holy Spirit, He will convict you whether you should do something or not. If you feel it's a wrong thing, do not do it. One thing I've learned about God, I always tell my pastors, God will never allow His work suffer, whether you like it or not. If we are truly serving God, we will never lack to do what we are supposed to do. I told you how we move out of campus to town. I'll just end with this. We had 700,000. We did what we call alabaster. Everybody broke their alabaster bus. You know what that means? We came together as leaders. Everybody started saying what they had. We're just breaking it. Our Asusu, we scatter it. When we came out, it remained like, we had 500,000. It remained like 300,000 to make it 700,000, right? No, 200,000. No, we had 400,000, remaining 300,000 to pay for the rent. It was 700,000, our first venue. And that was the first time we were having such an experience with high rents like that. And I was asking the Lord, should we just go back to campus? It was just before COVID-19. We were very strategic in our movement. We didn't know that COVID-19 was coming. And they had stopped everything on campus. And the Lord told me, move to town. So I said, God, should we just go back to this campus? We can't kill ourselves. 400,000, what will I raise? That 400,000, do you know how it came? We shake ourselves. I just slept off praying. When I was praying, I slept off. I woke up in the morning. Mama Tina called me. I said, the money is now 700 and something thousand. I said, check the name. Who sent? She said, I don't know this person. We look for that person till we started church. We're still looking for that person. We don't know who sent 300 and something thousand. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's just one of the experiences we've had for a long time. How did we come here? The hand of God upon us. Here is higher than where we were. We still paid. The landlord likes us because before the rent finishes, we pay. We pay in advance. We have paid for this year since. Because we are not, at that point, we needed a miracle. But now we have wisdom. We will not be disturbing God for something we are supposed to do with wisdom. How can you tell me that I should be disturbing God for rent when we are here every day collecting offering? We must prepare for the rent. Are we together? I mean, did we do second collection for rent? We will never do it. Are you people together? I'm trying to explain to you. So, take this word in your heart. Seek first the kingdom. Real estate, makeup, programmers, win souls. And then when last did you win 10 souls? Treasure. Joys. When did you carry, you people carry cup and you go out that people must buy today or you die? When last did you wear the full armor of salvation and went out and say, I must save 10 souls today, else I'll give myself no rest? Do you know when you are done saving the soul, somebody will call you and say, that land, I didn't want to buy it, but come, let me see. My mother wants to buy it. She wants to buy 2 hectares. Hey, how does it feel in your spirit now? You see how he's smiling. You know your compensation, your... This is where you'll be winning souls. When you win the 10, you are going to say, but you, what do you do? Say, make up. We have 3 occasions. And it's 500,000. We are willing to pay that person. How much will you collect? $495. That's how they employ you. One of my persons was winning soul during NYC. You know, I went to call, met somebody. You know, winning. What do you do? Blah blah blah. I said, what do you want to do? I wish to start a business. Said, how much is the money? Send your account in the winning of soul. You think every copper is a copper like you? They transferred money for everything. Why doing soul winning? Did she go out for soul winning? No. Winning soul, everything came. Win solo. You want to start business? I'm telling you something now. Father, where would the capital come from? Win souls. It will come in a way you may never understand. What a man sows, he will. What a man sows, he will. Don't be wayo for God. You hustle. How many of you have been there? You hustle. You now wonder this hustle, where they go? Where this hustle they go? You have worked. Now we're in the 4th month, right? You have been working from January. You told yourself, this year I'm a go-getter. You have get all the goal, the ego, you are not getting it. They have promised you. It's like everybody like promising you in this life now. It's like your name now is Mr. Promise and Miss Promise. They are not fulfilling it. You try everything, every day on your status, every day on your status. What? They don't say, when last did you pray in tongues? You are thinking, hey, I don't forget to. Okay, what kind of prayer do you used to do? Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. I know you come from heaven. The Holy Spirit. Good morning. Good morning. We have come again. We have come again. Lord, we have come again. Holy Ghost, we have come again. Praise God. Under the canopy of God. Peace. That was your prayer. Some, they say, how did you pray? They say, I pray in tongues. How did you pray in tongues? So when I took the bike in the morning when I was going to my workplace. I was just doing rababa on the road. Bike. No. Small bike. That was your prayer. Then you expect everything to be okay. Some people want to pray. Just need that. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, bless my day. Every spirit by night, by day, in the air, in the water, against me, Lord, in the name of, I come against them by fire. Ragagaga. Lord, as I'm going to the work, to my place of work, guide me, protect me, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Climb back and go. Your life and result will be like that prayer. You know, when you pray very well, you know something is happening. How many of you have been there? There's a way you pray, you know things are shifting. You want to pray, wake up and pray. Imagine they told you are going to US. Let me know who's the US. They told you your exam is by 6 a.m. Most of you, 4 a.m., your eyes open. 4 a.m., students, they'll take a Lipton, Coke, put ice block on their head. 4 a.m., see jacking. Eyes sharp. And if it's BS, you will write 2 that morning. 1 by 6, 1 by 8. That's how we used to write exam in our time. They will not come and write in the evening. But when they say Holy Ghost, prayer, you will sleep, you will check time. After like 1 hour, I'll pray God will understand today. Then you wake up, 1 hour has passed. In fact, the 30 minutes remaining has passed. You are buffing leg, you are rubbing cream, rogosukapa, you are taking tea, eshonono, labos, legabon, sikabaya. That is why it seems like we have a lot of revelation about Jesus, little manifestation. We talk too much, no result. How do you actualize what you know? By prayer. Let me end with this. Through the Old Testament and the New Testament, the common denominator for manifestation is prayer. You want to see the word of God come to pass in your life? You pray. Elijah said, go and tell the king. Firstly, he locked up the heavens by prophecy. To open it now, he said, go and tell the king, rain will fall. When they told the king, he bragged with that. He did not stop there. The Bible says he took, this is how he bent his head into his leg, according to the Bible. Old Testament man bent his, he started praying. When he prayed, he was, go and check. Is anything happening to the cloud? He said, nothing. Still bent his head. When he told the servant, I see a mighty hand. He said, now it's time to fall. In fact, no, I think it was after he saw the hand, the cloud so mighty that he said, go and tell the king. Why? He has done his duties. He has done his assignment. If you don't pray, you will not see manifestation. Whether if you like it or not, you will not. You will not. You must pray. Are you listening to me? We must use what we have to get what God wants us to get. I learned that from Pastor Chris years ago. He said these words. You know, I was listening to Pastor Chris. He now said, you think people gather here by coincidence? I was interested. He said, we command them from the caves to come. I said, hey, we command them from the caves to come. Then one time I was watching IPPC. I heard how the Reverend Tom was leading prayer. He said, in the name of Jesus, our ministry materials are traveling to different nations. I said, they are pushing the thing in prayer. When I learned that, I said, we push everything by prayer. We cause things to happen by prayer. You can push your business by prayer. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? We are king priests. You can push anything by prayer. The business, use what you have to get what you are supposed to get by the Holy Spirit. God wants you to be on top. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I refuse to want. What business are you into? Call the name. One of these Tuesdays I was teaching here, I said, some of you, if you want to start praying, you now hear a voice say, no, pray for salvation. Forget about your money. You think you are being a good Christian. If the Holy Ghost said, pray about money, pray about money. You know, some people, they like to blackmail people's emotions too much. Salvation is very important. You have been saved. You are not going to be saved tomorrow. You have been saved. How many of you are yet to be saved? Almost all of us are saved. And it's fully, it's wholly. Sozo, soteria, it means saved wholly. God did not save your soul and forget about the things that will make you happy on the earth. He saved your soul and gave you everything you lost through Adam in Eden. Adam lost his identity, left Eden, but because of the identity, Adam will have access back to Eden and every glory in Eden. That means when Adam left Eden, because he misunderstood his identity, what happened? He lost all the glories in Eden. Now that God has brought back, given us salvation and given us back our identity, what happens? Every glory in Eden. Eden is a picture of how the life of a believer should be. Are you listening to me? He said, at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. How many of you are seated together at the Father's right hand? He said, there are pleasures. Pleasures forevermore. All your needs are met. All your needs are met. All your needs are met. I'm not talking about sitting down and being lazy. No. He said, I will bless the works of your hands. You know what the blessing is? It's so powerful. Tell somebody, speak from the blessing. It's so powerful. The man of God said, what do you have? The Bible speaking, she said she had just oil. I think a bottle. He said, go and look for containers. Look for containers. Lock the door. He said, keep on pouring into those big containers. He said, the oil from the little one will not run dry. It will keep on entering. Remember, he asks her, what do you have? You must have something before God does a miracle. What business are you doing now? And listen to this. From that small bottle of oil, she had gallons of oils. She became a factory for oils. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? In other words, from the small thing you have started now, it's a prophetic word God is giving to us from the scriptures. The small thing you are doing now, that is if you are doing it with the whole of your heart. God will from this small thing give you something major. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Just make sure you are doing something. I cannot do it. Do something. Do something. You say, I'm into this one, I'm into that one. Who knows you? Are you on Facebook? Are you on IG? Unbelievers are posting more than you. Then you are saying, God will just come down and do something. You are sick. You know, you see people who are not wired for success. They don't even want success. They'll not be crying to God. How many times have you made videos about your product? You think success is a coincidence? How many videos have you made? How many posts have you made? What styles have you learned in tailoring? The one you are learning is 1960. The one you know. All believers have gone advanced. Which one do you know? When we give you our cloth in church, you give us brother and sister style. And you expect us to come the next time because we are brothers and sisters in church. Who told you that? If you didn't do it for us well, we will not come the next time. You'll just be seeing new clothes. And be wondering where we are sewing it from. Are you all listening to me? Be a hard worker. He said, I will bless the works of your hands. We are in a time and season where the economy is very hard. Very hard. I'll end with this. But what did God tell Isaac? In that season that there was famine. In where? What location was that in scripture? 2 Kings? Famine in towards this location. I think it starts with P. That he told him to sow in the same land. He told him to sow in the same land. There was so much famine. And God said, sow in the land. And the Bible says, Isaac sowed in that same land. That same season there was famine. What is happening in our country today is worse than famine. God is saying sow. By sow, I mean do something. Don't say the economy is so bad. What kind of business? Start anything. Start from where you are. I don't have anything. There's something you can learn. Tell somebody there's something you can learn. If you don't learn something now, 1 month will pass, 2 months will pass, 3 months will pass, you'll still be broke. Some training will last for 3 months. From that time, you start earning. Don't just sit down. You can do all things. You have eternal life. Think like you have eternal life. Eternal life cannot be limited. Full of life, full of poverty. We read it last week. You just become lazy. Poverty will come and rent, stay. Poverty will take its things and come and stay in your house. You become friends with poverty because of laziness. How can I be watching seasonal movie now that I'm broke? I don't have 50k, 100k mark. I'm watching seasonal movie. Who cost me? Who cost you? You are playing PS5 morning to evening. Nothing in your account. When you are done, if you send me 2,000. Ah! Your mates, there are some of your mates learning things. You are there. It will show. Seed time and harvest shall not cease. When they will be earning, you will be a fool at 40 still playing game. It's the kind of people that will go to the village and start doing charm. And that one, don't they succeed? Moku kill them. If you are not careful, you will watch your mates rise in your front. They will rise because they are doing different things. They are doing something else. Do something. Tell somebody do something. By that, I don't mean Yahoo. Forget about that rubbish. Do something. I was telling leaders, I have friends who earn close to ₦1 million every month in this country. Just from ICT skills. How can you just say that? The programming hard. That's hard though. You are now a wicked person sharing bad news. Everywhere you go, you want to learn programming, my guy, no go there. You go, your head go break. Me, I don't learn for 5 years now. I don't sabi anything. Don't hear wicked people like that. They are wicked people. Some of you, when you get admission, you enter medicine department. You give him medicine. You are just, you they do medicine for BSU. Me, where they try run. God do for you, Nijosu. My department, computer science. I sat down one time, a young man. Pastor Simon, I know you in remedials. I said, yes. Where? What are you studying? I said, computer science. He said, hey! You came here. Sir, I'm leaving now to psychology. I said, why? He said, I failed. They are wicked lecturers. I was just looking at him. When he was done, I now entered to read. And I saw one guy reading. Reading. I said, excuse me. Why are people saying that this department is hard? I said, don't mind them. I'm on first class. They don't want to read. Simple answer. He said, they don't want to read. While that one is talking, he was reading. In the afternoon, he was reading. He told me, I'm on first class. Forget about them. Just read. You will pass. Some of you, that's why you failed. You heard what the people that have gone ahead of you in that department said. So you go, in fact, the way you attack lecturers, there's a way you go to meet a lecturer with a mindset. You have heard about the lecturer. This lecturer is a womanizer. If he see you, he must toast you. And if you don't agree, you go fail. So you are ready. Hello, sir. They don't mark my test script well. Come back. Sir, see, I'm not in this thing with you. I'm not in this. You see, don't you know you carry favor? Your case is different. They said they told me a lecturer was wicked in my department. I shared the testimony. He has come to church. He was in Cambodia. He started coming from campus. They told me he was a wicked man. I was doing fellowship. We were singing. He now said, stop that rubbish noise. And I told them, increase the volume. When they increased the volume, he came back. He said, you, this stupid... My pastors wanted to rush him. I said, you people are students. You are not in this department. If you try it, you cause trouble. You now go to your department and leave me here. So, he now went to his office. He now vowed to deal with me. So students are coming to me. That man has vowed to deal with you. Blah, blah, blah. And I said, they should give him my trick number. Because they asked somebody, the person came to me. He said, I should give him. He has been disturbing me. See his call. I said, send it. He typed it. He sent. I said, no problem. You did not betray me. He left. I went back home. I wrote his name on my wall. I pasted it. And I was watching it for a moment. I did not kill him because some of you are thinking Mumuti now. I start thinking Mumuti. Before you think it's even foolishness to say that kind of testimony, they'll come and arrest me. I was just watching. I looked at the name. Lega, Lega. I prayed in tongues. Because as I'm praying in tongues, God is doing his will, not my will. You know, not that when you are praying, pray in tongues, God will do his will in the situation. When I was done praying in tongues, the next day, not 2 days later, the next day, I went to school. I didn't know this man had been looking for me. He just called, Pastor Simon. He now started calling me by my Pastor Simon. I said, please, I was waiting for you. With a smiling face. I went to him. Good morning, I said, good morning. So, they gave me this assignment in my church. I didn't understand the scriptures. I felt like you should explain it to me. I said, can I have the scriptures? He gave me. I looked at it. And I just showed him 1, 2, 3 lines. I said, that's the meaning. He said, wow! I never saw it like that. I said, yeah. Takes the Holy Ghost. Oh my God. You know, computer science, I'm teaching you spirituality. The next day, he sowed seed. I say he sowed seed. Another one came and sowed seed. They were telling themselves. Pastor Simon, yes. Man of God, please hold this one. I'm a student, though. Then when I go to the class, he's still lecturing me. Everybody was shocked. Then he came for Zoe conference. Came for Kabod when we're in town. See, today we're very good. If you have any problem in that department, if I just make a call to him, he will carry it on his head. Even our fellowship venue is the one. So which venue do you want? There's favor. So when you have a problem with somebody you call your enemy, pray in tongues. Don't say die, die, die. Just pray in tongues. God does not want anybody to die. Are you here tonight? Say, I have favor. And that's how it will be for your business. There's such a thing called favor as a canopy encamped around the righteous. That even if you start selling sand today, I learned that years ago. If I say this, it may break the internet, but let me say it. A pastor friend taught me this years ago. He said, do you know, pastor, that many years ago, Bishop Benson Idahusa went to the airport because he had a crusade to Lagos, in Lagos, and he brought T.L. Osborne. And they were late, or they didn't book the flight or something. So he now said they should give him access to beg for anybody that will come down for T.L. Osborne to go to Lagos for the crusade, or him and T.L. Osborne will go. But if they don't mind, one person is enough, let T.L. Osborne go. And nobody stood up. No Christian stood up. They were watching him on TV. None of them stood up. Then, Aliko Dangote, you can go and verify the story. Tap his friend and say, let's go. The friend said, he dragged the friend, they went out. As they were going, he just greeted the man of God, going. The man of God looked at him. He said, you, a Muslim. He said, come. He came. He removed money from his pocket, poured on the ground. He said, step on it. He said, as you walk on this money, that's how you walk on money all your life. You can go and verify the story. My friend told me, he said, if Aliko Dangote says sand, if the man started gathering sand and selling, everybody will leave sand everywhere in the world. They'll be buying sand. They'll say his sand is original sand. The blessing. The blessing. The blessing.
I heard people insulting Bishop. I understand the place of the blessing, insulting Bishop Oyedepo. I heard the story with Betsy Idahusa. How he carried bag of money and dropped it out. Betsy Idahusa removed the money and put it on the ground. He said, walk on it. Don't do it as ritual. Some of you will now start going carry money to pony. He said, as you walk on it, this is how you walk on, you command money. Now you see what the man is doing today. They are giving him Lamborghini. He's not even advertising it. He has not even said that they gave him. People that gave him are the one now saying we gave him because they were tired of waiting for him not saying it. Maybe he just saw it and said, Lamborghini, oh, bless them. He said, no, people have to know. No, Rolls Royce. Yes. And the people were probably impatient. You know when you sow seed like that, that you expect man of God to announce next Sunday. I want to thank God for some of my sons that sold Rolls Royce of 1 billion to me. It's not a small thing. The Lord come out for blessing. He did not do it. So, you know, sometimes you now be impatient. Nah, that Rolls Royce, now me sold that Rolls Royce for pastor. If you observe, we did not know until the people now came out and said, now we. That's how it will be happening. Because they prophesied, they spoke the blessing on him. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Years ago, my spiritual father spoke a blessing on me. I told some of my leaders. He called me. I was about doing something very serious at home. And I told my mother, please, I have to rush. He called me. When I ironed his cloth, we went. When we went, guess what he went to do? He was going to play game with one of his pastor friends. So me, I thought we're going for a function, lay hands on a sick person or something. So when we're done, I said, sir, after you are done, are we going to the place? He said, no, I just wanted to play a game. I wanted you to follow me. I said, from here, we are going back home. He said, yes, sir. That's it. I said, that's all? He said, yes. I said, okay. Yes, sir. It's fine. I was meditating. Finished, went back home, took him. And when I went home, I followed him home, finished from there, and then went back home to continue what I was doing. He now messaged me in the evening. He said, how do you feel? I said, fine, sir. Fine, sir. Anywhere to go again? He said, no. He now called me. He said, Simon, because of how your heart is, I've been testing you. He said, whether you like it or not, men will follow you and honor you all the days of your life. I tell people, I say, if you watch Glory Carriers Ministry, it's not by power, it's not by might, it's by the Spirit. Whatever we have done in this ministry is majorly by young people, students. Today we have a land over 17 million. We have done many things over millions. And it's students that are doing it, young people. Have you ever seen any chief here come to give one big amount of money? Or the governor send check to us? I understood the blessing. I always tell the leaders, I say, what all of you decide? Say, we are not doing Pastor Simon again. I will just speak again. And they will follow with their life. And of course, but thank God they are following. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. So be conscious of the blessing. Are we together? Bow your heads and pray. Bow your heads and pray. Were you blessed? Father, we give you praise. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Everything we've seen in Jesus works in our life. Go ahead and pray. Everything we've seen in the word works in our life. Go ahead and pray. Everything we have seen in the life of Jesus is our reality. He's the author and finisher of our faith. I can hear you. Lift up your voice and open your mouth and pray. That's how you pray. Pray with confidence. Pray with boldness. Pray in the Spirit. Shabaka baraka baba baba baba. Rapaka shaba baba baba baba. Shebraka baba 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 baba. Shikara da baba ya. Parande kabala lo shikabaya. La kaba baba baba shaba kabaya kaba. Baraka baba 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 shikabaya baba baba.
La ba 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 Raba ba 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 shaka ba 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 ya. Shabara ka ba 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 ba. The reality of Jesus is mine. In the atmosphere of Jesus, atmosphere of Jesus, atmosphere of Jesus, windy atmosphere where everything is possible. Nothing is impossible. Atmosphere of Jesus. Yeah. In the atmosphere of Jesus. Atmosphere of Jesus. Atmosphere of Jesus. Windy atmosphere he had. Nothing is impossible. No disease is possible. Atmosphere of Jesus. Windy atmosphere of Jesus. Atmosphere of Jesus. The atmosphere of Jesus. Windy atmosphere he had. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Atmosphere of Jesus. And we will never settle for less. We know God has found in us. And we shall never settle for less. We know this man has found in us, Arakasha, and I will never settle for less, cause I know, Kabasha Kababa, whatever I see in Jesus is my reality, he is my mirror, Shabakarababa Shakabaradia. He's my light, the light of my life. We will never, never settle for less. We know, Shabakabaya. And we will never settle for less. We know this mom has found in us. And we will never settle for less. We know. Kaba shaba ba 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 ba. We will never settle for less. Bonanabashe Bakarade They say we can't live above sin, but we say it's a lie. We can't live above sickness, but we say it's a lie. The word of the Lord says we can. Above lack, above smallness, we can. Rabo shaba ba 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 ba. Nizambika, Nizambika, kaine haskena. Nizambika, 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 kaine kaskia. Nizambika. Ya Yesu kaine haskena. Enda kabi haya nansambi. Ya Yesu kaine kaskia. Enda kabi haya nansambi. Nizambika. Nizambika, kaine haske. Nizambika, 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 kaine kaskia. Nizambika. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. We worship you. And we know our lives will never remain the same at the entrance of your word in the name of Jesus Christ. Can we celebrate Jesus?
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.